Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hang on, Rami. I'm shaving. Yeah, he spent 16 years in Milwaukee at the Fan. You know him. You love him. You respect him. Who wrote this crap? Well, at least you know him. It's time for The Rami Show with Rami Makhlouf on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It sure is time for The Rami Show on 1250 AM, The Fan, your Odyssey app, live from the Lakeland University studios. I am The Rami, Rami Makhlouf. It's your new afternoon show at a new start time. New producer, Sam Schmitz, on the other side of the glass. And here's what Sammy produced up for us this afternoon. Later this hour, we'll hear from Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard in the 4 o'clock hour. A lot of talk about Wisconsin sports MVPs and their legacy. Who needs to add to their resume a little bit more? Aaron Rodgers or Giannis? We'll get into that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll also hear from Matt LaFleur. We'll also hear from Ryan Wood in that 4 o'clock hour, and much, much more between now and 6 o'clock. But I want to know from Packers fans out of the gates, is this season for the Packers more Super Bowl or bust than any other season in recent memory? 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan. Sam, I only gave out the Milwaukee numbers twice yesterday on Chicago Airwaves. Let's count how many times I give out Chicago numbers, man, on Milwaukee Airwaves.
I had a bad habit yesterday of giving out the 1250 AM The Fan Twitter account. But then I stopped halfway through the show, so I was pretty proud of myself.
I almost just did it right now. I almost just gave the Chicago numbers. I will try not to do that this afternoon. I will try to be Milwaukee focused. And 414-799-1250 is this season for the Packers more Super Bowl or bust than any other season.
If you do,
yes.
And depending on how many times you do, yes, I will play a drop of either you denouncing the Bears or you praising Josh Allen.
Fair enough. And the reason I asked that, yesterday I was driving around, I was headed down to Chicago, I was listening to the Wendy's Big Show right here on 1250 AM The Fan and your Odyssey app statewide on the Big Show Network. You know, those guys are pretty good. Those guys are pretty good. I should listen to them more often.
Yeah, they're all right.
I hear they're pretty good. And a caller called in, and man, I hadn't thought of it this way, but maybe that's because this isn't necessarily my team. You know, it's not my dog in the fight. But this caller, and I wish I knew his name. Sam, this is the type of thing I would tell you before a show. Maybe you go, I know it was in the last segment of the show. Maybe you go and actually find the call if you have like a minute or two. But he said that while he's watching this playoff run, if the Packers are down in the fourth quarter, they're losing a game late, and it's not looking good, his mind is going to turn to, man, this might be the last time we see Aaron Rodgers in a Packers jersey or at Lambeau Field, period. This might be it. Like, there's been a lot of talk about The Last Dance and what might happen this offseason with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and the salary cap situation being what it is. There's been a lot of talk about it, but I never thought, it never crossed my mind that it would, that your attention would start to turn to that while the game is still going on. If things were to not look good for the Packers late in one of these playoff games, this Saturday against San Francisco, or if they make it through that, the championship, or if they make it through that, the Super Bowl. And that is a bleak thought, man. That's a bleak thought to have. And that is kind of, I mean, it's what's on the horizon. Immediately, Gary and Leroy started screaming, like, why do we even got to think about that? Why can't we just focus on Saturday? Let's stay focused on Saturday. There's nothing we can do about that. Let's one thing at a time. And I would always, like, I understand why Gary and Leroy think that way, because they're the former players. That's why we love them, and that's why they're so good on these airwaves. But whenever I was working with them on the big show, I'd always be like, why do I have to focus on Saturday? Like, I'm not playing. It's not like if my focus is diverted that somehow it's going to affect the outcome of the game. I can't control what's going to happen Saturday either. You know what I mean? That's what I was screaming at my radio while I was listening to this yesterday. I think, of course that's in the back of your mind. Not to mention Devontae Adams. It's an off-season of uncertainty. And because of that, I'm almost certain there's a little more urgency with Aaron Rodgers himself, because I'm not sure, I don't think he knows necessarily what's going to happen this offseason. I think he's still a little bit unsure and wants to see how things play out and what the whole landscape and the whole situation is once the dust settles after the season ends, however it ends. But because he knows this could be it, I'm almost certain that there's a little bit extra urgency for Aaron Rodgers, and I think that that's kind of contagious and trickles down throughout that locker room, and even trickles up a little bit to Matt LaFleur and his staff, knowing this is their last, maybe their last crack with a Hall of Fame quarterback, maybe the greatest ever, helping them try and get that ring. But are a lot of fans thinking the way that caller into the big show yesterday said he'll be thinking, if they get into a game and it's not looking good late in the game, start thinking, man, is this the last time that we're going to see 12 in a green jersey? Last time at Lambeau Field? And with that in the back of your mind, is this season for the Packers at this point, as they kick off their playoffs this Saturday against the 49ers, catch Gary Ellerson on the Green and Gold postgame show afterwards with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, is this season for the Packers more Super Bowl or bust than any other season, at least of recent memory? 414-799-1250. You can tweet the Rami Show at 1250 AM The Fan and get in on the Rami Show on a Wednesday afternoon. Only if you take it there, Bart. Everybody's like, oh, why is Rami always talking about Josh Allen? Let it go, dude. Because y'all keep bringing it up. I'm just supposed to sit here and not respond or rebut? Supposed to be a punching bag for y'all because you want to be QB Anon and follow whatever popular narrative is out there about quarterbacks? You don't bring up Josh Allen, I won't bring up Josh Allen. You bring it up, and I'll tell you why you're wrong 10 times out of 10.
Can you do something for me? What's real that? Quick? Yeah. Can you say Josh Allen isn't a top five quarterback?
Josh Allen is not a top five quarterback.
Thank you.
By the way, do you know why Gary today, speaking of Gary, asking you right now, question inspired by the Wendy's Big Show yesterday and a call into the Wendy's Big Show, is this season for the Packers more Super Bowl or bust than any other season? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Yesterday, caller to the big show said that if the Packers are down in the fourth quarter, it's not looking good late in the game, he's immediately going to start turning his mind to, oh man, this might be the last time we see Aaron Rodgers in a Packers jersey. Which, man, is that's some pressure right there for fans, because you're just sitting there and you can't do a damn thing about it. So is this more a Super Bowl or bust season than any other season? 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan. Gary texted me today. I was mid-workout, but I'll take a break for my guy GE. And he said, top five QBs in the playoffs in order, please. Was this something they talked about on the big show today, or was this just Gary curious about my QB takes?
We were doing top five quarterbacks left in the playoffs.
Okay. And they were in this order. Rodgers, Mahomes, Brady, Burrow, Stafford, Allen, Tannehill, and Jimmy G. And any other list is wrong.
Wait, what was it?
Rodgers, Mahomes, Brady, Burrow, Stafford, Allen, Tannehill, Jimmy G.
Jeez, dude. What's your problem?
I have no problem. I have no problem whatsoever.
Stafford over Josh Allen?
I already did. I gave you my list before.
Who else was over Josh Allen? I mean, Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers.
Stafford is the only one on there who you maybe could debate. Jeez. Rodgers, Mahomes, Brady, Burrow, and then Stafford, and then Allen, and then Tannehill and Jimmy G. And you know what? I'll say this. There's... The biggest gap in here is between Allen and Tannehill.
I mean,
I'll give you that. It's between the sixth guy and the seventh guy.
At least you're not crazy.
No, I'm not.
What is your problem, though?
I have no problem.
You will not give this man any credit at all whatsoever.
He's a top 10 quarterback in the world. That's a lot of credit.
Top seven.
He's a top 10 quarterback on the whole planet Earth. Josh Allen.
It's the fact that you also think he'll never win an MVP, despite the fact that he finished second in MVP voting last year.
He won't win an MVP ever in his career. He won't ever be the best quarterback in a given NFL season, so he won't win MVP. It's just not going to happen. This is like when we do the LeBron debate, LeBron Jordan, and I'm like, he's the second greatest player I've ever been. And people are like, why are you a hater, dude? Jeez.
Robbie,
I'm saying he's the second best player ever. Saying Josh Allen is a top 10 quarterback, first of all, big compliment. Second of all, I've moved a lot. I've moved a lot from my original position that he wouldn't even be a starting quarterback in this league, that he was Mitch Trubisky 2.0.
I'll take Derek Carr and Matthew Stafford over him.
That's a lot of ground I've made.
There's still plenty of ground you can make up.
There's maybe a couple of steps.
Do you still want Derek Carr over him?
If he shows me something, I might take those couple of steps.
You still want Derek Carr over Josh Allen?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think
Jeez, dude.
Yeah, I think so. What, I was going to change my mind about one game?
I mean,
because of one game, I was going to be like, oh, no, I changed everything I thought about Josh Allen. No, man, it was one game. He's inconsistent, dude. We had Sam Monson on here the other day from Pro Football Focus. What do you say?
He said he could be a top five quarterback.
But he's inconsistent.
Yep.
But he's inconsistent.
So is every quarterback. That's not Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a little more inconsistent than a lot of guys. He's more inconsistent than Joe Burrow. He's more inconsistent than Justin Herbert.
Is he more inconsistent than Kyler Murray?
He's more consistent in the playoffs. I'll give him that. He's been more consistent in the playoffs. I'll give him that. But got sidetracked again because of Josh Allen.
Just wait until next hour.
Because y'all can't drop this.
Oh, just wait until next hour.
Next hour? Are we going to do this again next hour?
No. It's just something that you said before.
Oh, all right. Yeah. It probably will come up in the next. It's going to come up every hour until one of us is right and one of us is wrong. And that'll be this Sunday when Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback on that field and the Chiefs win and the Bills lose and Josh Allen's season is ended.
Speaking of that, I did the poll a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Finished out. Everybody took the Bills 66%, Chiefs 33% on that.
Okay. So, hold on. Say that again?
I put a poll up a couple days ago saying who would you rather take to win on, what is it, Saturday? No, Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Bills or Chiefs? 66% said Bills, 33% said Chiefs.
That's hilarious.
And my last comment on this, and then we'll get back to the Packers talk. I had a nightmare about whether or not, you know, if the Packers were in the Super Bowl and then all of a sudden they face the Buffalo Bills. It's like, oh no, because I want you to shut up. But at the same time, oh my God, do my Packers need a Super Bowl?
And like, you, Sam, I disagree with you, but I think you're reasonable with what you say about Josh Allen. I'm not going to blast you for what the kind of quarterback that you think he is. But like, you guys act like I exaggerate when it comes to the narrative that's out there when it comes to Josh Allen. In the last two days, Colin Cowherd said he's better than Aaron Rodgers.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
No, God. And then this is why I never listen to Cowherd.
This morning, I kind of like Colin Cowherd for
the
entertainment value. Like, even when his takes are bad, he's entertaining, giving him. And then this morning, I'm watching Get Up, and Mike Greenberg is like, this weekend might be the start of the Josh Allen era in the NFL. Like, he's going to be the next dude, man.
Chill.
When did the Patrick Mahomes era come to an end? Like, isn't he the guy who's taking the torch?
Yeah, I mean, career-wise, I'm still taking Mahomes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just think he's, like, at least borderline top seven. But my biggest problem right now, especially, is the fact that you will take Derek Carr over that man.
Did Gary read my list on the air? Is that why he asked for it? Or was he just curious?
I think he was just curious. I don't think I heard your list.
Is Rodgers, Mahomes, Brady, Burrow, Stafford, and then Josh Allen, and then Tannehill and Jimmy G.
Jeez, dude.
I don't see what the problem is.
Stafford. That's the problem.
Stafford's a really good quarterback, man. Stafford's a really good quarterback. He has a great arm.
By the way, fun fact, Stafford's the active leader in pick sixes in the NFL. We looked that up in the Big Show today.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I know he's been playing since 2009, but he's got more pick sixes than Tom Brady.
See what we did here? Now I got a break again. We didn't even talk about the Packers in this segment. Now I got a break again. See what you did? See what you did, Sam? What did I do?
It was blame Bart. Bart's promo that got us sidetracked here.
That is what started all this, isn't it? I was talking to a promo. That's what just sidetracked the whole show. I was just talking to Bart's promo.
Winkler.
Coming out of the break. Tony, the rest of you on hold, I'm sorry. I see you there. I'll get right to the calls right after this break and your tweets as well at Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. And I won't talk about Josh Allen next segment. I'm gonna drop that for now. Is this season for the Packers more a Super Bowl or bust season than any other? 414-799-1250 or tweet the Rami Show at 1250 AM The Fan. It's the Rami Show, 1250 AM The Fan, live from the Lakeland University studios, offering evening and online master's programs. Learn more at lakeland.edu/get started. Asking you, is this season for the Packers more Super Bowl or bust than any other season? 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan. Want to cash in during the Pro Football Playoffs? Try out Giving Props, a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. Every round of the playoffs, they post 10 props. Simply create an account, make your picks for a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings. Plus, just by signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started today at BetQL.com/props. That's BetQL.com/props. Is this season for the Packers more Super Bowl or bust than any other? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan. I'm not going to respond to the tweet I got during the break. I'm not going to do it. Tony and Waukesha, you're on the Rami Show. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Rami. Two things. I think that each year that, you know, Rodgers gets older, it becomes more and more a must-win Super Bowl. Whether he's going to leave next year or not, his looming retirement, I mean, he is old. You know, I mean, what, 38, 37 years old right now. You know, quarterbacks don't play that long. They just don't. So every year that he gets older, you know, I think it has to become a more of a must-win than any other year, you know, just because of his age. There's looming possible, you know, leaving, you know, via, you know, being traded or cut or whatever the possibilities are out there. Could be an increase to it, but I think just because his days of playing are closer than his days of, you know, than not playing, you know. So the other thing is, you know, in regards to your Twitter account, you know, I got to say, I got to help you out here. So I used to work for the station, and every time Sparky would tell that story about you taking over the Twitter account, the number of followers would always increase.
Thank you. Thank you.
It started out around 2,000, and then, you know, I was there for about 2.5 years, and I think I heard the story 3 or 4 times, and by the fourth time, you were at like a million followers or something like that, and you actually lost followers. But I do remember the very first time he told me about it, he was like, yeah, he's like, you know how he got that? I was like, no, how? He's like, you stole it. He's like, there's like 2,000 some odd followers on there and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, what a genius.
Yeah.
He has to work for it.
Right. Exactly. So, thank you, Tony. It's work smarter, you know, not harder, right?
That's right.
Appreciate the call, Tone, and appreciate you having my back. Good hearing from you, buddy. Yeah, if you didn't hear the crosstalk between me and Sparky, I didn't deny the fact that a long time ago there was a Big Show Twitter account, and then they said, you know what, let's stop these individual Twitter accounts for shows. Let's just go with the station account. That became the company policy. So I was like, well, I'll just make this my Twitter account. And it had like 1,500, 2,000 followers. And Sparky is constantly accusing me of like poach. And like Tony just said, every time he tells the story, the number of followers that I poached have gone up. Dude, it started with like 1,500, 2,000. I built it up to almost 10,000. I got the blue check mark. Not to mention, I was the guy who ran that Twitter account before it was even my Twitter account. Those are my thoughts and me operating the whole thing the whole time. So what is Sparky even talking about?
So is your current Twitter account currently that still?
What do you mean?
Like, is that account still, like, your current Twitter account now?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I took it with 1,500, 2,000 followers, and I built it into the empire that it is today of almost 10,000 followers and a blue check mark.
I respect that.
At Rami is tweeting. R-A-M-I-E is tweeting. It wasn't a hostile takeover. You know what I mean?
It's like, give me your lunch money.
I even asked the boss. I asked the boss at the time, Tom Parker. He was like, you know what? That's a really good idea. You should do that. It'd be good for your social media presence. Because he knows. He understands. Some people understand.
I'm going to take over your account now.
Def tweets, I told you, I'll sell it to the station. If I'll sell it to the station and start from scratch. I do not care. I will do that. I'll sell my 10,000, nearly 10,000 followers to the station if they want it.
I just realized I gave Adam Roberts my Twitter account yesterday to help produce and all that.
Oh, no.
Adam, if you're listening, don't do it.
Oh, no. Def just tweeted in and says, yes, this is the biggest Super Bowl or bust year in all of sports history because of Aaron Rodgers and the pressure Tom Brady has put on his legacy. In my opinion, I didn't even get to that. I didn't even talk about that when I was talking about it from the fans' perspective of, you know, that thing in the back of your mind when the clock goes to zero. And if the Packers are on the wrong end of that scoreboard of, oh, my God, is this it? You know what I mean? Or as the clock nears zero, are those thoughts running through your mind? And does that add an extra layer of urgency to this whole thing? Let's get in Mello on the north side. You're on the Rami Show. What's up, Mello?
What's going on, Rami? How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, I believe, man, it's the most pivotal season ever, man. It's got to be the most important, especially for Green Bay and the Packers. I mean, Rodgers, we end up on the wrong side of that scoreboard, like you said. We know he's out of here, regardless if it's retirement, force of a trade or whatever it is. He's gone. I can't see him coming back to OTAs and after partying and doing all that like he did last year. He's going to enjoy his life somewhere else. And I believe it's got to be the most important because being a Green Bay Packers fan, going without Rodgers, that's going to be horrible. And those Mike McCarthy years where he's 11-9, that's playoff, chasing Brady, I don't believe retirement is going to happen. If it does, it's just to get out of town. But other than that, it's got to be the most important, man. Even around the league, just seeing other cities and other teams, I believe they want the Packers to lose more than everybody. It's just the jealousy around the league of wanting Rodgers on their team.
You know, Mello, I appreciate the call, man. I don't really sense that. I don't know. I feel like the Packers are kind of and they're like the football's America's football sweetheart. People love, including myself, love watching the Dallas Cowboys lose. Oh, man, the montages of crying Cowboys fans at AT&T Stadium on Sunday when they lost to the 49ers, so good. So good. And that one lady, she wasn't even crying. She was just looking out onto the field. You could literally read her mind thinking, these MFers right here.
There was like 3 minutes left, too.
They're going to do this again.
She knew before anybody else.
They're going to do this to me again.
By the way, I know how and where to pull up that GIF if we ever need it.
Okay. All right. Have that handy and always ready to go. The last two callers, you know what this reminds me of? And Aaron Rodgers, what was it, a few weeks ago, talked about the fact that he's not going to drag this thing out when the season is over. He's going to do whatever he's going to do and not hold the Packers hostage and give them the best chance to move on and blah, blah, blah. And that's that. If he does do that, that's sparing you a lot of angst. You know what I mean? As fans of this team, if he does do that, if he makes the decision quick. But I got here at the tail end of the Brett Favre era. Actually, I was here the morning he retired and broke that news on these airwaves. Hey, how about that? I was here for the tail end of the Rodgers era and transition into the or tail end of the Favre era and transition into the Rodgers era. And the way these fans are talking, while Aaron Rodgers says he's going to spare you the off-season drama and angst and anxiety, the way that this situation has you feeling and talking right now is the same stuff that I heard at the end of the Favre era, where every year for like 3 years, he'd cry at the end of the game. That was their third season ender. And everybody would think, oh, this is it. You know what I mean? Now I think that's where you're at. That's where you're at with the uncertainty heading into the playoffs. And as the season has drawn on and knowing that maybe you're drawing nearer and nearer to the end of this thing, the end of this ride. Not that that's guaranteed, but it's the same now, different circumstances, but big picture, same thing as Brett Favre of wondering, like, oh, is this it? Is this the last run? By the way, we have breaking Packers news According to Field Yates of ESPN, the Packers have waived defensive lineman Kingsley Keke. Yeah, I was surprised by that too, Sam. You just raised it, you furrowed your eyebrows. A little surprised by that too.
I saw a tweet by Silverstein. He said, Packers have released Kingsley Keke, according to NFL source with access to the NFL Wire. He did not play in the last three games, one because of COVID, but was inactive for personal reasons before that.
Hmm. All right. He showed some flashes, man.
Yeah.
Breaking news on the Fan is powered by Odyssey Sports and powered by BetQL. Become a better sports better, get smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. We'll revisit this discussion at 5 o'clock with Pick a Lane when I reset the big topics discussed on today's Rami Show and give you the final say on them. After this, a guy who I think is going to have to play a big role this Saturday and throughout this playoff run if the Packers are going to finish the job. Let's hear from Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard right here on the Rami Show on 1250 AM The Fan. It's the Rami Show on 1250 AM The Fan and your Odyssey app. Coming up at 4, both of Wisconsin's MVPs recently talking about their legacy and adding to it. Which one needs to add to it more? Rodgers or Giannis? We'll discuss that at the top of the hour. This portion of the Rami Show brought to you by Jim Dandy's, South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Watch the Green Bay game this Saturday night at Jim Dandy's while enjoying food and drink specials and free touchdown shots. It's all happening at Jim Dandy's, South 27th Street in Oak Creek. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur coming up about 4:30, but let's head up to Green Bay right now and hear from Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard right here on the Rami Show. There's Alan Lazard earlier today up in Green Bay. I'm talking about some of the things he's changed about his personal habits, his life here in the last year that he thinks has helped him as a player. He said he hated reading and then said he loves reading. Which one is it? Which one is it, Alan? You know what? I feel like a lot of people are pressured into saying that they like to read. Sam, you read? Are you a reader? You pick up a book every now and then? Oh, I'm sorry. I turned your mic down. What? Say that again?
No.
Yeah, me neither, man.
The most I read is like articles.
Yeah, I read 2, 3, sometimes 4 hours every morning getting ready for this job. I kid you not. Like, I know it doesn't come across with my Josh Allen take, but I read a lot, and it's like my eyes are just tired. I don't want to read anymore. Like, if I'm not reading for work, I just don't want to read anymore, man. Now, I know it's not like a self-help book. You know, it's not Aaron Rodgers' book club or Alan Lazard's book club. I'm not, you know, feeding my brain or whatever, but I don't want to read anymore. But as far as the football aspect of it, Ryan Wood actually tweeted this while we were listening there to Alan Lazard, and we'll hear from Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, that dude on the Packers beat at 4:45. Lazard has 8 touchdowns this season, 5 in the last 5 games, and Nathaniel Hackett chalks that up to his blocking. He says it's starting to pay off in the pass game. People are starting to be nervous he's going to block them, and it's opening things up downfield. I think he's going to be huge for this team in this playoff run, man. I do. He does a lot of the things that Robert Tonyan was doing for this team last year in terms of going down the middle of the field and splitting the field for the Packers and having somebody down there that you got to respect. And that takes some of the attention off Devontae Adams and MBS on the edges. Right after this, both of Wisconsin's MVPs talking about their legacy. Who needs to add more trophies to the case more? Aaron Rodgers or Giannis? We'll talk about that right after this on The Rami Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.